You wondering fiscal responsibility to the city council. Wondering why do you think that is so important, and do you think that we have fallen off there in a way?
I certainly do think we've fallen off there in a way, and in a real easy example to bring to everyone's attention is the current controversy over the proposed new public safety building. In short, that seems to be a project that we simply can't afford at this particular time in our timeline here in Homer. Spending $300,000 to $400,000 for bringing it up to a design phase and a project that is going to cost in excess of $30 million, according to the CIP that the city has published, just doesn't make sense for us in a small community of 5,300 people. Perhaps instead of spending $30+ million on a new public safety building, we could spend a much, much smaller amount on our existing structures, enhancing them and extending their useful life for perhaps another 10 or 15 years.
What makes you think that you would make a good city council member?
Well, Quentin, I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman, and I spent over 25 years of my life working for a large public utility in the lower 48, having a staff of over 20 people for many years and overseeing a multi-million dollar budget. I know what it means and how painful it can be to make drastic cuts in budgets. It's not a pleasant task, but sometimes it's things that you have to happen. So my business acumen lends itself to my qualifications for being on the city council here in Homer. I currently serve as president of the Homer Chamber of Commerce. I also operate my own business. I publish the America's Cuisine Dining Guide, which is the number one dining guide throughout South Central Alaska. And you can find my guide virtually in every hotel and B&B from the Captain Cook in Anchorage to the end of the Homer Spit at Land's End. My business qualifications, I think, speak for themselves. I've been involved in many, many nonprofit organizations throughout my career, served on many boards, worked on many capital campaigns. I know how to raise money without taxing, and I know how to stretch money as well to get the most out of our resources.
You said without taxing. Wondering if that is one of your priorities, is to limit an increase in taxes.
Absolutely, it's a priority to limit the increase in taxes. Taxes are would be the last resort in order to get a job done and to get our balanced budget in balance here in Homer. And that's another major thing, too, that goes along with fiscal responsibility, is working diligently, going through the city budget with a fine-tooth comb, and to ensure that cuts are made in the correct ways so that we can have a balanced budget. Remember, it is the charge of our city government to ensure the health, safety, and welfare of everyone in our community.
Well, what are you going to be doing to kind of get ready for this race?
Well, I'm listening to people on the street. People are calling me. People are emailing me. We're having very candid and valuable conversations about, you know, the direction that people want Homer to go in for the coming years. And which brings up a point that I did not want to miss during this brief interview, and that's the Pioneer Avenue corridor. Visitors who come to Homer throughout the year driving, biking or walking up and down Pioneer Avenue are faced looking at many, many shuttered businesses. And that does not exude a vibrant community as far as economics are concerned with having so many shuttered buildings on Pioneer Avenue. And I think that is something that the city of Homer needs to work on as well, to figure out a way to get those storefronts occupied. And working in conjunction with economic development and with the Homer Chamber of Commerce and other business entities throughout the peninsula and the state of Alaska, I think we can achieve that goal.
What would you value in a city council member, and do you think you see those values in yourself?
I certainly do see those values in myself, and that one characteristic to help achieve that is listen. Listen to what people have to say. Don't make rash decisions, and by all means, don't base your decisions on emotions. Base your decisions on what the people want and inject some common sense when making those decisions.